little while, but we're thankful for this text and everything that it has taught us. I told you about the, he's a theologian. They call him a theologian. Amen. He had PhDs after his name. And he said this in his writing when he came to Nehemiah chapter 3. He said, a preacher, basically, here's what he said, a preacher is wasting his time trying to bring out any spiritual truth out of Nehemiah chapter number 3. He said, it's only historical. There is nothing spiritual to this text. And I'll tell you, that man, I would love to preach about 3 months to him out of Nehemiah chapter 3 and show him some things that are in there. Not that I'm anything. You say, you ain't no PhD. Amen. I ain't no PhD. I'm just a country preacher's all I am. But amen, I'm a saved country preacher. Have the unction of the Holy One living on the inside. And thank God for the things that He leads us and guides us in concerning truths of the Word of God. Paul put it this way. Paul didn't have no PhDs after his name either. Amen. But Paul said, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. And is profitable. There is spiritual truth to glean. Amen. In every chapter, every verse, every line, every jot and every tittle is perfectly preserved for God's people in this hour and this day. And we thank God for the spiritual application that God has made. Let's stand together. We'll read our verses this evening. We're in the closing two verses and dealing with the 10th of the 10 gates that are mentioned in Nehemiah chapter number 3 on the gateways to the presence of God. The Bible said, after him repaired Malchiah, the goldsmith's son, unto the place of the Nethinims, and of the merchants over against the gate Mithkad, and of the going up of the corner. Between the going up of the corner unto the sheep gate repaired the goldsmiths and the merchants. I appreciate you standing. You can be seated. Heavenly Father, help us tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I do humbly ask and pray. Lord, you'd settle our thoughts in upon the Scripture. Lord, the eternal truths, Lord, that are contained in these verses and the application of them. And I pray that Jesus would be magnified above all things. In all that you do, we'll thank you and bless you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. We began some months ago here dealing with these gates. There are 10 that are mentioned. There's actually 12 gates of the city of Jerusalem, but 10 are mentioned in the days of Nehemiah. These are the 10 gates repaired under his ministry as he went back with a burden to raise the city of Jerusalem back up out of the heap of ruins that the enemy had laid it to be, and restore it to its former glory. Ezra and Nehemiah are seeking both a national, but more importantly, a spiritual revival in this wondrous place known as the city of God. And so Jerusalem had been laid waste, but now her glory is going to return. Nehemiah understands that in his ministry and in the days in which he had been sent back, that God has brought him back to raise up the walls and thus the entry and exit points known as the gates, that men and women and families will be able to access this the presence of God that is contained in that day and in that time in the city of Jerusalem. It all begins in verse number 1 as he begins at the place known as the Sheep Gate. And the sheep gate speaks of the starting line. It's the starting place. It's where all the work begins. Amen. If it don't start at the sheep gate, nothing else matters. And in the sheep gate, we've seen a wondrous picture of Christ, our Savior, offering salvation, being our high priest and the shepherd of our soul. And thank God we have been brought in to His fold. And so that's where it all began. And then every step along the way, we see a picture of our spiritual journey, of our relationship with the Lord. The fish gate, the old gate, the valley gate, the dung gate, the two gates that contain water, that being the gate of the fountain, and literally the water gate, the horse gate, and the east gate.
And each of these speak, my friend, of the beginning all the way to where we come tonight, to the end of our spiritual journey. Amen. I'm glad when God saved me, He didn't just turn me loose and say, now you do the best you can, and we'll see how it turns out in the end. I'm glad He has. Amen. Now don't let this bother you now. I'm glad He has foreordained, amen, that I walk in the paths of righteousness that He has laid out for my life. Amen. Since He saved me, it's been His desire from now all the way, from then all the way to glory. Amen. That I live for Him by His grace and through His mercy. Amen. Living by the faith that He has given me and fellowship with Him. And we see different aspects of that all along each of these gates, and that is all I will say about the other gates tonight. We come now in our text to the 10th and final gate, the gate that is known as the gate Mifkad. A gate Mifkad, you remember last week I drew your attention to the fact that this is the only gate that retains its original Hebrew name, Mifkad. All these others in the translators were translating our Bible. Amen. They translate them into English. The sheep gate, the fish gate, the old gate. But the last of these gates is just simply left in the old Hebrew tongue, the gate Mifkad. Amen. I believe the fact that they did that, I believe it's perfectly inspired. I have no problem with it. And I've wrestled with why, amen, not having any problem with it, but why, amen. And I believe it's because this gate is very special in a very distinct place. And even the naming of this gate and the fact that it is left in its original Hebrew name and title references or reflects to you and I that there's something special and very distinct about this gate. And so we define it to you tonight again by way of introduction. A gate Mifkad. The gate Mifkad simply means an appointed place of gathering. An appointed place of gathering. A place in which there is an appointment. A place, my friend, that is distinct from all others, that when the people of God are called together, when the people of God are called to assemble, that, amen, there is an appointed place for them to gather. I believe in the sequence of these gates, it brings us to the end of our spiritual journey in this life and our entrance into heaven, our appointed place. Amen, we made much of it on last week. I will for a moment tonight. Amen, but I'm glad there is an appointed place that the child of God has been given. Amen, our journey, listen, we're not headed to limbo tonight. Amen, we're not left without a place in which, my friend, reservations have been made. Amen, I'm glad, thank God, tonight that there is an appointed place. Amen, it goes by many names in the Word of God, the kingdom of our Christ and of our God. It's known as the Father's house. It's known as the better country. Amen, it's simply known as heaven or the third heaven. And whatever title and whatever name you decide and choose to, amen, use from the scripture to describe that place, may I say tonight, amen, I'm glad this world is not our home. I'm glad there is an appointed place in which we are going to safely arrive one of these days. Amen. Again, we're not in limbo. We're not flipping coins yet. Amen. It's not something that, amen, we're rolling the dice on by faith. We understand. Amen. We're of that seed that Abraham was. It's looking for a city which had foundations whose builder and maker is God. Amen. We'll never be satisfied in this world. We'll never feel at home in this earth. Amen. In this realm, this dimension, my friend of living, amen, it is not our ultimate destination. It is not what Christ has appointed the redeemed of God to inhabit. Amen. The JWs run around all over town to ask it. Amen. If you're going to inherit the earth, do you want to inherit the earth? Amen. The redeemed of God understand there's there's a far better place than all of this. Amen. Oh, it may have been paradise in original creation. Amen. But sin and the curse has stained it. Amen. And made it a dreadful place to live in many a days. Amen. But I'm glad on heaven's yonder shore there's a place where all the redeemed of God are gathered around the throne of eternity. Amen. And we'll finally be able to say we're home. We're home. Amen. We're home at last. Amen. You've heard the statement tonight, home is where the heart is. Amen. And I'm glad my heart ain't in this world no longer. Amen. I'm glad we have a better place to go. And so the gate Mifkad speaks of that. Amen. That final step of our spiritual journey. Amen. Where we leave this realm and time and days and seasons as we know it. Amen. Friend, we enter into eternity. And there forever we shall be with our Lord. Amen. We've not been appointed unto wrath, 1 Thessalonians 5:9. And we have been appointed to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. An appointed place, an appointed place. Amen. Sinners tonight have an appointed place in hell. Amen. Where their journey will end, and throughout all eternity they'll face wrath. They'll face the flames, my friend, of God's indignation. Amen. And forever they shall suffer in the flames of eternity. Amen. But we've not been appointed unto that. Amen. We have been appointed, my friend, to a Mifkad. Amen. To an appointed place of gathering. And what a day that's going to be. And so we've embarked upon a study in these two verses. Amen. Trying to draw some spiritual truth about, amen, heaven, and in particular our very entrance into heaven. Amen. And concerning our appointed place. Amen. Heaven, our appointed place in Mifkad. Amen. We see here a type and a picture of heaven and our entrance there. And that it is a place of registration. A place of registration. Amen. Anyone who had come to dwell in Jerusalem had to be on the registry of that city. Amen. You had to either be a born citizen or provide documentation. By way of what we would call in our modern day vernacular a visa. Amen. You had to make sure reservations had been made. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, I'm headed to a place where there are no strangers. Amen. Everybody's family on the other side. Amen. Everybody's born in the same family. Amen. The only way you'll make it into heaven, that appointed place, amen, is to make sure that by the work of God's Son, amen, by way of the blood atonement of the cross of Calvary, amen, you have made your reservation, amen, and been registered as one that inhabits that place. Amen. I love the old song, the old hymn said, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Amen. I'm glad there is a registry in glory tonight. Amen. You say, preacher, is there a registration? Amen. Evidently there is. Jesus said, rejoice not that the devils are subject unto you, but rather rejoice in this, that your name is written down in the book of life. Amen. I'm glad there is such a registry known as the Lamb's book of life. Amen. All of those that the Lamb has given life to, Brother Charlie, they've been registered on the other side. Amen. We sing the hymn song around here at times. I know they mock us. Amen. For singing out of the red bag, they say, oh, they ain't no depth, all them songs, but amen, I still like it, my friend. There's a new name in glory, and it's mine. Oh, yes, it's mine. Amen, there's a new name written down on the other side. Amen, I don't even know what it is, but when I hear it, I'll know it's mine. Amen, a place of registration. Amen, a place of refinement. Amen, a place of refinement. It was at the gate Mifkad that we are introduced here in this verse to the goldsmith's son. The goldsmith's son, a refiner. Amen, a refining work. This speaks of the process of purifying that the smith accomplishes in removing the dross from the gold. Amen. And we find that, my friend, in this, a type of our entrance into glory. Amen. We'll finally be purified once and for all. Amen. We'll be clean, my friend, inside and out. Every stain, my friend, will be wiped away. Every wrinkle's going to be ironed out. Any such thing, my friend, that exists, my friend, is a flaw in our character. Amen. Thank God when we reach heaven's shore. Thank God it'll all be gone. Amen. And we'll be refined, the dross of sin and the dross of a fleshly life. Thank God, gone. Hallelujah, gone once and for all. Amen. Can you imagine what that's going to be when we finally attain that? And we've been pursuing and striving for it. Amen. Somebody said, boy, the way you preach perfection. Amen. I don't preach perfection. If you hear me, you'll understand. Amen. That's not so. That's a lie. The devil tells you that, amen, we don't preach perfection, but, amen, we do preach direction. Are you listening? Amen. It does matter what direction you're headed in. Amen. And I'm telling you tonight, amen, there's a direction I've been set on since I've been saved. Amen. Paul said, I'm striving after something. Amen. Not that I have attained already. Amen. He said, but the fact I've not attained it don't mean I ain't striving for it. Amen. But he said, I'm a pressing toward the prize. Amen. There's a mark of the Son of God that I'm headed for. Amen. And Paul said, so long as I have his grace in my life, amen, I may falter and I may flounder and fail along the way. That'll always be the desire of my spiritual man. Amen. To be like the image of Christ. Amen. But may I remind you one of these days, amen, upon our call to enter heaven, there will be a change taking place. Amen. John the Beloved put it this way, it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know this, that when he shall appear, amen, we shall be like him. Amen. What a refinement's going to take place. Amen. Not one fleshly motive, one fleshly spirit. Amen. Not one sinful deed or wicked word to ever proceed out of our mouth. Amen. Never to have a bad thought again. Amen. Amen. What a place of refinement that is going to be. Amen. I'd love to re-preach that again. Somebody say amen. Amen. It's a place of reunion. Amen. We read in our text verse, after him repaired Mount Kiah, the goldsmith's hut, unto the place of the Nethinims and of the merchants. And so we read here the merchants are involved. Amen. Understand when this chapter ends. Amen. It talked about the goldsmiths and the merchants. Amen. Particular emphasis is placed upon the merchants. Amen. The merchants, these are traveling tradesmen. Amen. That my friend are of another citizenship. Amen. Been traveling in foreign lands doing their business, said, amen, for their master and offering their goods, said, and offering their trade, said, and yet, my friend, they're never at home no matter where they go. Amen. But when they began to build these walls and they came to the gate Miphkath, amen, there's a gathering there at Miphkath of the merchants. Amen. All the ones who had been in foreign lands, all the ones who had been around strange tongues, all the ones that had lived their life trying to carry on the business of the king. Amen. In lands, my friend, that had strange customs. All of a sudden the word goes out and the call is sent for them to come home. And my friend, when we see them reach Jerusalem, amen, thank God, there they are around Miphkath. Amen, reunited. Amen, in this appointed place of gathering. Amen, we're in the business of the king tonight in a strange land. Amen, a world that has strange customs. Amen, I'm glad one of these days all the saints of God, they're headed to a Miphkath. They're headed, amen, to the place of the reunion. Amen. If if you've been saved and bought by the blood of the Lord Jesus, amen, put your faith in Christ, repented of your sin to God. Amen. For every child of God that's left this world, amen, your parents that have gone on before, amen, your children that left life before you did, amen, I'm glad to offer to you tonight, there is a place of reunion, amen, for all the redeemed of God to gather together again one day. Amen. We'll all be called up at the sound of the trump. The dead in Christ are going to rise first. Amen. But it ain't going to be them only. Thank God we'll be right on their heels. Amen. We're going to see Tony Lehman again. Amen. We're going to see Ella Garrett again. Amen. Oh, we're going to see Charlie Ann again. Amen. We're going to see Brother Jennings again. Amen. And on we can go tonight. Amen. I'm glad. Thank God there is a day coming. Amen. There is a day coming. Amen. And we're not going to see the Shirley Brooks in the hospital beds anymore, Dad. Amen. It'll be a reunion, Dad. Amen. No wonder, no wonder the Word of God called this our blessed hope. Amen. Called up together with them. Amen. Oh, we're going to be with Christ throughout eternity. Amen. But if I'm saved and I'm with Christ and my papa, he was saved and he's going to be with Christ. Thank God we're going to be with Christ together. Amen. What a day, a blessed day, a place of reunion. Amen. I would say this tonight in passing and I'm moving on. Amen. If you've never been saved, you better get saved or you'll know nothing about that reunion day. Amen. You'll never see them again as far as the joys of glory and eternity. Amen. Go in light of what Christ has promised. Amen. Oh, you'll see them, but you'll see them from the charred walls of hell. Amen. You'll see them rejoicing on the other side. Amen. You'll see them in their bliss and in their glory. Amen. You'll see them in their perfected state. Amen. Glorified in the very image of Christ. Amen. But you'll never hold their hands. You'll never walk with them down the street of gold. You'll never take a stroll through glory land. Amen. If you do not get saved, hey, friend, it's saved if you're not saved, so you can have the hope of a place of reunion. Amen. A place of reunion, refinement, and registration. And we preached a lot of that on last Sunday night. Amen. You say you didn't preach a lot of it, you preached all of it. Somebody say amen. Number four tonight, amen, this Mithcad, and here's where we left off, and I'll do the best I can in 20 minutes to get this point preached and give you a closing thought and point, and we'll go to the house. But notice with me tonight that Mithcad, amen, represents heaven and our entrance there, and that it is the place of review. It is the place of review. Mithcad not only means a gathering place, an appointed place of gathering, but it means also inspection or review. Inspection or review. I found it interesting that in my study, historically speaking, then it is believed to be the place that David greeted his soldiers returning from battle. This is where an inventory was taken. This was the time as they returned from the battlefield and the time of war where they would receive their accolades and awards from the king for faithfully fighting in the battle for the cause of the kingdom. Amen. And this reminds me tonight that thank God we have yet to see the Lord Jesus. Amen. In all His glory, we have yet to see Him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. But may I just simply say tonight, one day we will. Amen. We are going to see Him as He is. Amen. Tonight we see Him as through a glass darkly. Amen. But one of these days we're going to see Him face to face. Amen. We're going to enter spiritual Mithcad. Amen. And it'll be a place of review. Amen. What a day that's going to be. Amen. May I put it this way tonight, upon the believer's entrance to glory. Amen. There will be a place of review. Amen. And it is known as the judgment seat of Christ. Amen. I know this ain't popular to preach on. It ain't, amen, pleasant to the senses to hear preached on and to think about. Amen. But 2 Corinthians 5 and in verse number 10 said, and we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Amen. There is a day when we will face our record. Amen. We will give an account, my friend, to the King for how, amen, we lived our life. We'll give an account of our faithfulness, of our motives, and of the fruit of service. Amen. It all will be under review on that day. Amen. You say, well, nobody knows how I served the Lord. The King knows. Amen. Nobody's given me awards and accolades. Can I remind you? Amen. We're not looking for our award and reward down here. Amen. Jesus said in the Gospel of Matthew, He said, amen, and pointed to the Pharisees one day and told His disciples, He said, you see them over there? Amen. They tithe of men and they make great swelling announcements when they put their tithe in, and they may be seen of men. He said they make long, pretentious prayers that everybody around them will think that they're spiritual. Amen. Jesus said of that crowd, they have their reward. Amen. If you're doing to be seen of men, amen, if you're looking for accolades and awards, and amen, all the comeuppance you got on this side, amen, then you're losing out on what Christ wants to give us on the other side. And so there is a time and a day when, amen, our service is going to be reviewed. Are you listening tonight? Amen. Now let's get it right. Amen. We need to get it right because we're on the radio and because we want to be right. Amen. With the Word of God, I want to say tonight, amen, I want to say a big thank God. Amen. That this review, amen, this is no judgment for sin, as that was taken by Jesus on our behalf at the cross.
Yes, sir.
Amen. It's not a review of sin. Amen. It's not an accounting of our sin. Amen. Our debt of sin that, amen, thank God was taken on by Christ. Amen. And applied to our account the moment we called on Christ for salvation. Amen. This is illustrated even at the gate in Mithkat. And you won't read about Mithkat, but I'll explain in a moment in Ezekiel 43:21 when that bullock would be offered as a sin offering. In Ezekiel 43:21, God said, amen, you're to take the flesh and the hide of that offering and you're to take it outside of the house of God and you're to take it outside of the camp and there, amen, offer that flesh of that sin offering. Offering, amen, outside of the camp. Amen. When you study how Jerusalem had been set up and how all of that worked in the days of Solomon, it is believed that the burning of the flesh and the sin offering, amen, took place at what was known as the altar at the gate Mithkat. That's where the priests would carry that flesh and that sin offering, amen, and offer it, my friend, as evidence, amen, that what had been offered in the tabernacle had been embraced and it had been offered as an atonement. And the blood of that sin offering had been poured out. Amen. And it was a witness without the camp that, amen, the coming and going in of Mithkat. And thank God the sin offering, my friend, had stood. Amen. I feel like shouting right here. Brother Mike, I'm glad when I get to glory. Amen. All those who have made Christ their sin offering, amen, no longer stand in judgment of sin. Amen. I'm glad I've got the evidence. I'm glad there's some evidence in my life. Amen. My sin was dealt with by Jesus. Amen. He paid it all and it's been sufficient to change my life. Amen. What evidence do you have? Amen. Is somebody, amen, they come up with these silly little things about, amen, about St. Peter at the gate of glory. Amen. Checking people's tokens and tickets. Asking people why they should come in. Amen. I promise you they didn't find that in the Word of God. Amen. When we get to glory, we ain't going to meet St. Peter, and we ain't, amen, going to meet your snuff-dipping granny. Amen. Amen. When we get to glory, the one's going to meet us is the Lord Jesus Himself. That's right, friend. I'm glad tonight. Amen. And when I get to the other side, amen, you say, what's the evidence? Amen. You can stand there free of judgment of sin. Amen. My darling Savior just simply had to show His hands. Amen. And welcome me. Amen. And all the prints and the nails will be in His hand. And His open up side will be the evidence. Amen. That Jesus paid it all for me. Amen. Well, I figured somebody to toss a baby right there on that point. Amen. 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 Ain't you glad we don't have to answer for our sin? But everybody listen now. We do answer for what we do in the service of the Lord and how we use our bodies in this life since we've been saved. We are going to answer for our faithfulness, and we are going to answer for the motives behind which we serve God. Amen. We'll give an account of how we love God and how we loved each other. Amen. Well, I done knocked the shout out of most of you right there. Amen. I'm telling you, there's a day it's all going to be under review. Amen. Amen. We could go to Romans. I won't tonight. Romans 14, 10, 11, and 12. Amen. Verse 11 in that text. Amen. Verse 10 talks about why you so busy judging of the Lord's servants. Why are you so busy judging one another? Amen. We must all appear before the judgment seat. Amen. Verse 11 quotes the Word of God from the Old Testament. And every knee is going to bow to me, and every tongue is going to confess to God. Amen. Verse 12, he said, amen, don't ever forget this. Basically what Paul is saying, amen, is don't forget this. We must give an account. Every man must give an account of himself. Amen. When this review takes place, amen, listen, it's going to be you and your Savior and your Lord. Amen. Mama ain't going to be able to shield you from it. Amen. Amen. The one who knows everything, the one that seeth not as man seeth. Amen. Man looketh on the outward, but God looketh on the heart. The one who tries the hearts and the reins and the inward parts of man, that knows every little thing about us. Amen. Every attitude, every spirit. Amen. We may conceal it from the preacher. We may hide it from our parents. Amen. We may, my friend, cloak it to our children. Amen. But one of these days, the one that knows every intricate secret and thing about us, amen, is going to call it into the fire of His judgment. Amen. Paul wrote about it in 1 Corinthians in chapter number 3. Amen. Talking about, amen, that we're saved. We've had a foundation laid upon our life, and that we must be wise master builders. We're not seeking another foundation. Amen. Christ is a strong and firm foundation. Amen. And thank God it'll be enough. He'll be enough to get us to glory. Amen. But it's our job to build upon that foundation. And Paul said, be careful. Amen. Be careful what kind of building material you're using. Amen. Said, if you use wood, hay, and stubble, things that, my friend, are temporal, things that are of a carnal realm, amen, things that do not last and survive, amen, the fire, Paul said, amen, if you use wood, hay, and stubble, it's going to be burned up. He said what we ought to be striving to use is gold, silver, and precious stones. In other words, amen, things that have spiritual value. Amen, things and attitudes and motives that, and truth and doctrine that has stood the test of time. Amen, use that to adorn yourself unto godliness. Amen, understanding there is an accounting day of review that is to come. Amen, Paul said, if you're not wise, amen, and how you build upon that foundation, it's going to be burned up. And here's how he worded it. He said, amen, you'll be saved, yet so as by fire. Sammy Allen, if I heard him say it one time, I heard him say it a dozen times. He said, that means you'll be saved, but you'll be singed. Salvation, my friend, takes place on your knees, bowing your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, repenting of your sin. Amen, being born in the family of God. Amen, but I'm telling you, there's a day we've got to walk through Mipcat, and it'll be a place of review. It's where, amen, we'll lay eyes upon our Lord and our Savior as He stands our judge, reviewing our life that day. Amen. Here's what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 3. Amen. Verse number 16 and 17. He said, now don't miss this now. He said, don't you know that ye are the temple of the Lord? He's talking about your body. He said, if any man defile God's temple, you use your body in a way that God did not intend for us to use it. Amen. It's not yours to adorn. It's not yours, amen, to do with what, amen, you want to do with it and what feels good to the flesh. Amen. It is a body. It is a vessel. It is a temple in which God desires, amen, us to serve Him with.
Amen.
A body He desires for us to glorify Him with. Say it, man, I know it ain't popular. I know people get mad. You can get mad all you want. Hey, man, it's gonna bother me about that much. Hey, man, I'm telling you tonight, there's a day you're gonna give an account of everything you do with your body.
You're right. Amen.
You better learn to glorify God with it. Amen. Because there's a God that's watching it all. There's a God, there's a King that has the record that we must bow to one day. Amen. And I'm telling you, all through the Scripture we are warned. Amen. Yes, heaven's going to be a wonderful, wonderful place. Amen. But when we walk through that, amen, that spiritual Mipcat and our journey here as we know it comes to an end. Amen. We step out of time and into eternity. There is going to be a place of review where we got to answer to Him. You're going to face your record. Let me say it again. You're going to face your record. Daniel Webster of old, an old patriot in American history, said this. He said, the most grave and important thought to ever cross my mind is my accountability to God. When's the last time you got up on a day and you gave an accounting to yourself? I will answer to God for how I serve Him, how I live for Him, how I glorify Him today. Well, it ain't that big a deal. I'm saved. I don't mind to be sinned. You will mind on that day. In your hardness, you may be able to shrug it off and act like it doesn't matter, but I'm telling you tonight, Amen. There's coming a day when the soberness of what I'm preaching, amen, will settle in. And oh, Brother Marion Atkinson used to say, amen, I want to live like I'm going to wish how to live when I stand before the Lord. I want to listen to messages and glean from it like I'm going to wish I had when I stand before the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, amen, I'm telling you tonight, it may not mean anything to you now. If you'd listen to this man of God, I'm telling you, I'm trying to help you get ready. You're going to care then.
Amen. That's right.
Yes, sir. Amen. You may be so carnal you don't care tonight. You see them eyes of fire and feet of brass. You see the one who gave you life. The one who said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. When it dawns on you everything He saved you from, what He saved you to, and now you're standing there and there's no accolades and there's no awards, and all there is rebuke. Amen. On that day, you're going to care. Amen. Do you care tonight in this place of review? Amen. You say you're preaching on heaven. It sounds like, amen, you ate gunpowder. I'm just telling you tonight, we better get ready.
Amen.
We better get ready. I'm so sick of this generation and their I don't care attitude. I don't care. I don't care. And they really don't. They don't care what mom and dad think. They don't care what the church thinks. They don't care what the family of God thinks. They don't care what the Bible thinks. They don't even care what God thinks. Brother Larry, there's coming a day, if they're truly saved, they're going to stand before the Lord, amen, the judge of all the earth, the one that the Father's given all judgment to, amen, and we'll be the first crowd to enter into that judgment, amen, the church and the living God, amen, judgment must begin first in the house of God. There's seven future judgments that are to come, and it's going to begin with you and with me, a blood bought and the redeemed of God, and there'll be a day come that we care. Shrug it off all you want. It's coming a day you're going to care.
Right. Amen.
It's coming a day we're going to answer for the steward and the servant and the labor of the Lord that we were in this life. Amen. Say, preacher, it doesn't seem like what I'm doing amounts to anything. This gate Mifkat, it is the place of the Nethinims. I give you a little bit of this on last week. I won't belabor the point. I'm going to quit. Amen. Here in just a moment. Amen. But the Nethinims, that is, those who willingly and faithfully served in the menial ways and tasks among the Levites in temple service. Amen. They at one time were the Jebusites. Amen, had been liars and deceivers and con people. Amen. And yet they found a covenant that, amen, was made with them through Joshua, Jehovah, our salvation. And Joshua said, we ain't going to kill you. You deserve to die. Amen. But if you'll enter in covenant with us, amen, we'll be good to you. All you got to do is serve. Amen. They said that sounds a whole lot better than dying. That sounds a whole lot better than judgment. That sounds a whole lot better than being stoned to death. Amen. They said, where's the wood you want us to hew? Where's the water you want us to draw? And buddy, they got after my friend serving in the menial tasks. The Jebusites, them one day, Brother A.L., they become, used by King David. David had watched him serve. David had watched them grow. David had watched their faithfulness. Amen. David had taken all of it in. And my friend David said, we need somebody, amen, that would come down here to the house of God and help these Levites in their menial tasks. They've got all this sacrifice, amen, all this holy business, all this grand and glorious service to do. We need somebody to just come do some menial stuff.
He called the Jebusites up. They get renamed as the Nethinims. My friend, they're placed in the house of God. You go to the house of God, you don't necessarily see them. They're kind of behind the scenes. They do their work and their labor out of sight. Amen, you'd see the high priest in all his glorious garments. Amen, you'd see them Levites carrying on, covered in blood. Amen, doing holy business. Amen, you'd hear the choir singing. You, amen, would my friends see great servants all over the house of God. Amen, and there in the shadows were the Nethinims. Amen, still hewing wood and still drawing water. Amen, no accolades, no praise being given to them. Amen, we find even in captivity, and they could have abandoned their post. And they could have said, we're done. Amen, we're not going back. Here they come back. Amen, testify. Amen, thank God that. Amen, when we get to glory, even the menial task we do, there'll be accolades. Amen. You may never be a Spurgeon. You may never be a Hudson Taylor. You may never, amen, be some of the great prayer warriors and saints of God. But if you'll just be faithful, amen, if you'll show up when you're supposed to show up, amen, and you'll do, my friend, whatever it is you can do for the glory of the King. Amen. We may be a bunch of Nethinims here tonight. Thank God when we get to our myth camp. Amen. Thank God it's a place for even the Nethinims to dwell. Amen. Amen. What a blessing, what a blessed day that's going to be. Amen. Amen. Even the little things will be reviewed and rewarded. Amen. Can I give you a blessed thing here? When we feel small and insignificant, understand that to the faithful there will be a favorable review. Say, preacher, what do you want when you get to the other side? I want a favorable review. Watch it now. I want a favorable review from Him. There's a lot of us tonight that are trading that for a favorable review of them. Amen. So long as you're trying to have a favorable review of them, I promise you, when we get to heaven's judgment seat, the Bema seat, the place of review, I highly doubt we can have a favorable review by all of them and still maintain one with Him.
Amen.
That's good preaching right there. Tweet that out this week.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Graham Matt this week. You listening? Tell them all Pastor Ledbetter said, you too worried about them and not enough worried about Him, you're going to be in trouble on the day of review.
Amen.
That's why I care very little. The older I get, I could care less what this world thinks about me. They didn't save me. They didn't give me the joy that Christ gave me. They never gave me the peace that Christ gave me. They didn't give me the life that Christ gave me. I could care less what they think. And I'll say tonight, these five crowns, amen, and awards and rewards a child of God can earn. I ain't going to even start to try to preach all that tonight. Amen, but there's five of them. Amen, five. If you're a pastor, there's five different ones. If you're not a pastor, there's four different ones you can earn. Amen. You got any interest in that?
You
say, I won't serve Christ for reward. I'm not talking about, amen, being motivated by that, amen, selfishly. But if I got to stand before the Lord, Isaac, I want to be able to stand before the Lord and have something I can give back to Him. Because when the accolades and the awards get handed out, Charles Spurgeon said they are not for the glory of the recipient, but for the glory of the giver. You and I having awards and accolades and crowns given us by Christ, it is not for our glory. It's for the glory of the giver. Amen. Amen. That's why when John was caught up in the third heaven, he said, I seen them elders, those that represent the blood washed, the redeemed of God, cast their crowns down at his feet. When you see Jesus coming back to this earth, when John sees him get on his white horse, amen, he's got that name, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, on his thigh, a rod of iron in his hand, and that vesture dipped in blood, and he's riding back to this earth in his second advent. And John said there were many crowns upon his head. Many crowns upon his head. Now, I don't know how he's going to wear all of them, but buddy, I'm telling you, I want one of them crowns that is on his head when he comes back, and this world has to identify him as the Lord that he is. Amen. I want to have something on his head. Amen. Not for my glory, but for his glory.
Amen.
Place of review. Well, y'all are done, and I'm not done. I told y'all we was going to finish this, didn't I, Mary? Amen. I promised. I vowed. I said we was going to get done, so we got to finish. Can I give you the last point? It's real quick. It's very simple. Miphkad represents the place of remembrance. You say, remembrance? What do you mean? Look back in your text, Riley. Notice with me, is it the last verse? Amen. We're talking about Miphkad here. Oh, yes. And between the going up, by the way, we're going up one of these days.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Somebody said church is going down. No, she ain't. She ain't ever been going down.
Right.
Amen. Since Calvary, she's been going up.
Amen.
We are going up. But notice, and between the going up of the corner, under the what? Sheep gate. Sheep gate, that's where we started. We've made one big long counterclockwise journey all the way around, and we get to Miphkad. We enter in through that appointed place of gathering, and Nehemiah's writing about this, and just right there around the corner, he goes, oh, there's the sheep gate.
Amen.
You know, when we get to heaven, it's just going to be a place of remembrance that He is the reason we're there. We'll remember the blood that He shed throughout all eternity. We'll sing songs. In fact, we'll sing new songs about it. We'll sing songs that were not worthy for this realm. We'll sing them on the other side. We'll sing songs such as Thou art worthy.
Amen.
You have shed Your blood that, and You have made us kings and priests unto our God. Amen. And on that blessed day, according to Revelation 5, amen, verses 8 and 9 and 10, we understand, amen, that heaven, and upon our entrance there, it's going to be a place of remembrance. You've heard me say it before, and that bears saying time and time and time again. We get to glory land, nobody's going to have their nose in the air. Even those who got awards and accolades will take their place in the earth or the grounds of glory before the throne of God and say, You're the worthy one. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we could even serve You. You're the reason that we don't have to go to that awful place of torment. You're the reason we've escaped the tribulation and the time of the judgment of God and His wrath poured out upon this earth. You are the reason it is all a result of where it all began. Throughout all eternity, you know what we're going to do? Miphkad's where the journey ends. But we'll enter eternity, and all we'll be able to say is thank God for the starting line. Thank God for the cross. Thank God for the blood. Thank God for His salvation. I don't know about you tonight, but I'm so glad I'm saved. I'm glad this world's not my home. And I'm glad I have an appointed place of gathering. Will you be there?
Amen.
Can you promise me tonight upon the Lord Jesus Christ that on that appointed day you'll be in that number?
Amen.
I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there.
Amen.
Brother Mike, how many years ago was it last Sunday? 33 years ago? 30 years ago? Amen. Last Sunday, Brother Mike got his name wrote down. And you know what me and Brother Mike's going to do? We ain't going to do much different. What we've done today and any other time of worship, we're just going to thank the Lord for what He done for us.
He's worthy.
Amen. Somebody say, what are we going to do for all eternity up there in heaven? What are we going to do? I don't know what all we're going to do. But I know probably the greatest thing we'll ever do is just gather around His throne and say, Lord. I just want to tell you one more time. Amen. Amen. A million years, whatever that time would be, however long that would be in eternity. Amen. Of having been there, we'll still be coming to Him, and it'll be as fresh on our heart, and it'll be as real in our heart as it was the first day we got there. Lord, I just want to come by Your throne one more time and just tell You thank You. Lord, I just wanted to sing that song again about Your blood. Could I sing that to You? And we'll sing it with as much zeal and fervor, amen, as we ever had. And eternity will never get old.
Amen.
Just remembering we owe it all to Jesus.
Yes.
Can you promise me you're going to be there?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Miss Julie, they wrote a song years ago. It's a pretty old song now. I think I remember it here be sung when I was a young feller. Now, I'm only 26 tonight, so that ain't that long. Amen. I remember being a little feller, and they would sing that song, Look for Me at Jesus' Feet. Amen. When eternity comes, could I find you at Jesus' feet?
Amen.
And hear my Grandma Ledbetter, Brother Gerald, you never got to hear her sing. She sang, had God not saved her and put her on the track she was on. Now, y'all ain't going to believe this, but y'all never heard her sing, so you don't know. I heard her sing, so what I say, I know. Amen. She'd have gave any of them old female country stars a run for their money. She had that kind of a voice. Amen. Amen. Had my grandma not got saved and took a different path, it may have been Ledbetter Wood, not Dollywood over there. Somebody say amen. She played that guitar, and I'm talking about just sing like a glorious angel. Hear my grandma in my mind right now singing that old song. I want to stroll over heaven with You someday. And all our troubles and trials this life have faded away. Hey, can you promise me that in eternity, when we enter in that appointed place of gathering, are you going to be there? Are you going to be there to stroll over heaven? I would love tonight for us just to go ahead and make our plans that one day in eternity we're going to make a little stroll around heaven. Riley, I want to do that with you one day. Will you do that with me?
Yes,
now, Maggie can come too if she has to. All right? But you reckon we could just stroll over heaven and just talk about some of the services God met with
us in
and the things we prayed about that He answered. And,
amen.
And just, I don't know, we spend maybe how long could you stand being around me? Few million years, we'd just take a big long walk then. That's a pretty long time. And we'd just say, you know what, ain't it good to be saved? You reckon we can make a vow we're going to do that?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Can you promise that?
Amen.
Can you promise that you'll be there and we can spend some time together, you and me, strolling over heaven? I'm not saying, are you flipping coins about it and that you're trusting in something that you know in your heart's not really real. I'm saying, is it real enough tonight that you say, When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Do you know that?
Yes,
some of y'all have loved ones on the other side. And if you're not saved, you're not going to be able to have that. Well, Gerald, that breaks my heart. I believe all them saints, I preached their funerals and watched many of them die. Watched them leave this world with the peace and the joy and the glow and glory of God upon them. Some of them say, "Preacher, I'm going to die. Tell my family they need to get saved and be ready to meet me." I believe tonight, while I've been preaching, and this morning when I was preaching, and the gospel preaching we do that is so offensive to this generation and to many of those that have been prayed for, I believe tonight those on the other side, if they could see, they would say, "That's right, preacher. Tell them one more time. Tell them how great it is up here, and tell them about what it really is going to be like. Tell them they want to get saved and come to this wonderful place."
Amen.
Can you promise me tonight you're going to be there?
Yes, sir.
I can promise you beyond a shadow of a doubt. Now that, it ain't troubled me. It's bothered me a little bit for various reasons. This young preacher that just died over in North Carolina died just like that. Amen. It's reminded me how frail and fragile we really are. So if I don't make it back here, Jeremy, by Wednesday night, if I leave this world, y'all listen to me now. Some of y'all may shout right here. Don't you shout, Debbie. Amen. A few of y'all be sad. But if I die between now and Wednesday night, you hear what this preacher said, I firmly promise you, I'll meet you by the river.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I'll be there. I'll be there with my robe on. I'll be there with my shout on. I'll be there with His glory upon my brow. I firmly promise you, I want to see you there. I want to see you there.